Welcome to Suravikund. Jaya Jaya Nitai, Jaya Jaya Gaur, Jaya Jaya Sri Dhammayapur. Jaya Jaya Nitai, Jaya Jaya Gaur, Jaya Jaya Sri Dhammayapur. Jai Jai Nitai, Jai Jai Go, Jai Jai Sri Dhammayapur. Jai Jai Nitai, Jai Jai Go, Jai Jai Sri Dhammayapur. Jai Jai Nitai, Jai Jai Go, Jai Jai Sri Dhammayapur. Jai Jai Nitai, Jai Jai Go, Jai Jai Sri Dhammayapur. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavindam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavindam. Jaya Nitai, Jaya Jaya Gaur, Jaya Jaya Sri Dhammayapur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Vrindavan Bihari Lala Ki Jai Radha Rani ki jai, Giriraj Dharan ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe. So everyone can see Giriraj. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamanati Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Ghoravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacharadi Shatarane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitana Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Giriraj Dharana Ki Jai. First story we can tell is about the Giriraj's, the Avirbhav of Giri Govardhan. And this, of course, Giriraj, he's eternally existing in the spiritual world. And he's also existing here on this planet, eternally, on the earth planet. Wherever Krishna manifests his pastimes in that particular universe, where Vrindavan is manifest, then Govardhan is also manifest. But once upon a time in the spiritual world, Giriraj also manifested there, which is quite an interesting story that's told in Garga Samhita. Maybe that's, that is in Russian now? Garga Samhita? Oh, that'll come. That's in English. Garga Samhita. Narada Muni is telling this story. Once in Braja Gokul during the Rasa dance, Radha and Krishna were having Rasa dance, and Radharani, she asked something. Usually when Radharani addresses Krishna, she says, Priyatam, oh my Priyatam. And Krishna says, Priya, oh Priyaji. We say Radha Rani. We say Lord Krishna or Sri Krishna. And that's appropriate for us to call Radha and Krishna Srimati Radharani or Srimati Radhika. When Krishna is speaking to Radharani, he doesn't look at Radharani and say, oh, Srimati Radharani. And then Radharani looks at Krishna and says, oh, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. she says, oh, Priyatam, oh, Priyaji, or oh, Kanu. Sometimes Radharani says, oh, Kanu. And Krishna says, oh, Chodi, or whatever. They have the nicknames. So the appearance in the spiritual world, Radharani was having a discussion with Krishna during Rasa dance. She says, Krishna, variety is the mother of enjoyment. The more variety, the more enjoyment. So I have something in my heart I want to reveal to you. And I hope you can fulfill it. And then Priyatam, he turns to Radharani and he says, oh, Sundari. Sundari means, oh, beautiful one. We say Sham, Radha Sham, Sundar, right? So Sundar means beautiful man, and Sundari means beautiful lady. So Krishna looks at her and says, oh, Sundari. In other words, he's complimenting her, and by that word, he's also accepting her proposal. She's saying, please, I have one desire in my heart, if you will fulfill it. Oh, Sundari, my only pleasure in life is to fulfill your every wish. How can I satisfy you? Now this is very interesting dialogue. This is God speaking to his greatest devotee, Radharani. Sundari, Radha Sundari. He's saying, she says, the devotee speaks to the Lord and says, I have a desire in my heart. Will you fulfill it? We are also devotees of the Lord. And do we sometimes express our desires to the Lord? Sometimes we come before the Lord Jagannath in our temples, right, in Russia. We come before Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. And do we express our heart's desire, don't we? This is told in Nectar of Devotion. There are 8 different activities which a devotee engages in relation with the deity that he serves. There are different expressions of love that the devotee expresses towards the murti, or the deity that he's serving. And one of them is to come before the Lord in his murti, deity form, and reveal one's mind. O Bhagavan, O Krishna, my heart, there's some disturbance in my heart. I am feeling your separation. You are so far away, you are so far away from me, and I am so far away from you. When will I meet you? When will I see you face to face? The prayer is there. It's called prarthana, to reveal one's mind. And another practice one does, he comes before the Lord in the temple and he says, "Oh my Lord, oh my Radharani, oh my Krishna, oh my Gaur, oh Nitai." And then he feelingly offers prayers to the Lord. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate. Oh, hey Radharani, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. These are simple prayers, full of meaning. Lord hears the prayers of his sincere devotees, just as the Lord is hearing the heart of Radharani, his sincerest and best devotee. And how does God reply? How is God, Krishna, replying to Srimati Radharani? Oh, you say you have some heart's desire and you want me to fulfill it. Oh, you get lost. I'm God. Don't bother me. You should fulfill my desire. I am the Lord. I am the Master. You are the servant. The servant does not dictate to the Master. The Master dictates to the servant. But Krishna doesn't say that. He says, yes, he folds his hands. He says, Sundari. He glorifies. Krishna's glorifying his devotee. He's not saying, oh yes, what do you want? What does your heart desire? He says, oh, my devotee, Sundari. Oh, Sundari. Sundari Radha, Sundari Bhakta, Sundari Bhaktin. He says, you're beautiful. Oh, my devotee, you're beautiful. Radharani, you're beautiful. What makes a person beautiful? Is it eyes and nose and face that makes a person beautiful? What makes a person beautiful? It is their bhav, their heart, the position of their heart, the conditioned position of their heart in relationship to the source of beauty, in relationship to the source of love, in relationship to the source of peace. God is a source of love. God is a source of beauty and peace. So when one is close to God, then he's close to the source of beauty, peace, and love. This makes a person beautiful. Therefore, Radharani is so beautiful. Sundari Radha Ki. So Bhagavan recognizes that. And he says to Radharani, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful, Sundari. Is it your face and your breast and your waist and this may? Oh, yeah, you're really beautiful. No. Krishna's seeing the heart of every devotee. And he replies, yes, I want to satisfy your heart's desire, my dear devotee. This is the response of Krishna telling Radharani. I want to satisfy your heart's desire. Krishna wants to satisfy your heart's desire. But the only problem is, what? We don't know what is our heart's desire. We are not in connection with our heart's desire. We know our mind's desires. I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. My body desires, my mind desires, my sense desires, indriya priti. Indriya Icha. But what about our heart's desire? So Krishna says, I'm ready, Radharani, I'm ready. If we become Radha-like, we become Sundari, become beautiful like Radha, then Krishna's ready with folded hands. Yes, I will fulfill your heart's desire, he says. He says, my only pleasure in life is to satisfy your desire, Radha. So here God is serving his devotee. Usually everywhere in Christian tradition, everywhere, God is great and we are just, you know, to serve God or to praise God or to sing his glories. God is saying, yes, I want to serve you. I want to serve my beloved. Then Radharani says, Shyam, near the Yamuna River, please create a very unique place of pastimes, like no other place in Braj. Krishna says, Tatastu, Bhavatu, so be it, let it be. Krishna closed his eyes. Now everyone closed their eyes. And Krishna searched his heart. And then from Krishna, from the bottom of Krishna's heart, he manifested the essence of his own love. Prem Sar, Krishna Prem Sar, the essence of his own love, which is the source of bliss for all living entities, including himself. And that came out of Krishna's heart in the form of a seed, a tiny seed. And Krishna put that seed in the Ras Mandal, in the ground where the Rasa Leela is performed. And then what happened? From that ground, from that seed, a creeper of prema began to grow. First it became a small shila, a small rock, a prema shila. Then it became a hill, and finally a great mountain. This is quite amazing. Time-lapse photography. Put this on your computer, animation. Very interesting. And then in a single moment, Krishna manifested this Govardhan Hill in the spiritual world for the pleasure of his devotee, Radharani. Giraj Dharana Ki Jai. And Govardhan started growing and growing. Vardhan means to grow. Vardhan, to grow, to expand. So Giraj, he started getting bigger and bigger. It was 800,000 kilometers wide. 1,000. And 8 billion kilometers long. Now that's pretty long. But seeing this huge mountain was continually expanding, all the residents of the Goloka in the spiritual world, they became fearful. They thought, wow, Krishna's created a monster here. There's this huge mountain is becoming a mountain monster. It's taking over the whole planet. And everyone was concerned. And Krishna looked at this Govardhan Hill and said, hey, which he created for Radharani's pleasure. He said, why are you expanding so much? You're covering my whole planet. Now you stop. Stop at once. So then Krishna, here, come here, lean over. Krishna gave a slap to the mountain. Krishna slapped the mountain and it stopped growing any further. Radharani was very pleased to see this Govardhan Hill. Very, very pleased. And I hope all of you are very pleased also. Are you pleased? So that mountain was filled with flowering trees and caves and rushing rivers, birds and animals. That mountain and all the living entities on it, they possessed love in their hearts and they relished prema ras at every moment, the taste of pure love. Radhika was very pleased to see the appearance of Govardhan. Then Shyam and Radharani and all the gopis started touring all the places on Govardhan. And they went into different caves and enjoyed different pastimes. So that was the appearance in the spiritual world. And then there's also appearance here in this world. Of course, you probably heard that pastime before a few times. The pastime of Giraj appears in this world. Very interesting. It's from the different Puranas also. It's there in Garga Samhita. So what happened when Krishna was coming to this world 5,000 years ago to have his pastimes to the earth planet? Then Radharani was saying that, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to the earth planet. There's no Yamuna River there. There's no Govardhan. There's no Kailikunjas. There's no Rasastali, Nidivan, Sevakunj. I don't want to go there. You can imagine, just like if we said to Radharani, do you want to go to Russia? Radharani, would you like to go to Russia? And she would say, is the Govardhan Hill in Russia? No, Govardhan Hill's not in Russia. Is the Yamuna River in Russia? No. Is Radhakund? Is Radhakund in Russia? No. Koine. Acha. No, I don't want to go to Russia. So then Krishna says, listen, when I go to the material world, when I descend, I will bring everything from here in a replica. I'll make a replica of it in the material world. So then, to fulfill Krishna's order, Govardhan Hill took birth in Bharat Varsha as the son of the mountain king Drona. There was one king Drona. He's the king of the mountains. And he had if you're a mountain, then your child must also be a mountain. Right? Then he got showered flowers to honor the birth of Giri Govardhan. And all the mountains, including the Himalayas and Mount Sumeru, they bowed down in respect of Giri Govardhan when he took birth as the son of King Drona. They all came to worship Giriraj, or this, and they said, "Listen, listen, little boy, little mountain boy, little mountain boy, the son of King Drona. We are Sumeru, we are the Andes, the Alps. We're the Kafkas Mountains." They all came and said, "Oh, Dhanavats pranams." And then they did puja. Then they said, "You are the Raj. You are the king. You are the king of all mountains. Giri means mountain. Raj means king. So you are Giri Raj, the king of all the mountains." So they all offered pranams, even to the little boy mountain, little Giri Raj. Oh yeah, Dharan ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai. So then, the father was very happy to have his son honored as Giriraj. Then one day there was one rishi from Kashi, from Banaras. His name was Palatsya Muni, and he was feeling that he was living in Banaras. It's a very flat area. There's no mountains there. So he had a desire to have a nice mountain in his hermitage, in his ashram. So he went out looking for a mountain. He wanted to pick up a mountain somewhere. Like, you want something, you go shopping, you find whatever you need. So this sage, this Palatsya Muni, he went, started touring the universe, and he came to Shamaladweep. It's one place in this material universe. And he went there and he saw this huge mountain, King Drona. And then he stopped there and he said, "Listen, I want to buy a mountain. I want to buy a mountain for my ashram." Like, sometimes you get some sculptures, you know, you buy something for your backyard, you buy a fountain or you buy a statue. So he wanted a mountain. And King Drona said, "I only have this little boy, this one little boy mountain. Acha, what's his name?" "His name is Giriraj." "Oh, he looks very cute. He's a very pretty mountain. Can I like to take him with me?" And then the king, naturally the father is attached to his son. He said, "Hey, listen, he's my youngest son. You can't take him." And then the sage said, "Listen, if you don't give me charity, donation of this mountain son of yours, little mountain boy, then I'm going to curse you, and you'll become a whatever, frog or whatever. You know, give some heavy curse, and maybe he would even die." So then the king thought, "Oh, this is not a good idea." He said, "All right, ask my son what he wants to do." So then he asked the Rishi Palatsya Muni. He said, "Oh, Giriraj, do you want to come with me to my ashram?" So he said, "All right, I'll come on one condition. The condition is that wherever you put me down, I'll stay there. I won't move if you set me down for some reason." So then what happened? The sage, he picked up Giriraj just like Krishna picked up Giriraj. So the sage also picked him up. And he was flying through the sky with Giriraj. And somehow they came over this earth planet, and they came over this region of Vrindavan. And Giriraj understood within his heart, "Oh, in the future, my Lord Krishna will appear on this planet Earth, and he will want to have pastimes on me and walk up my mountain peaks and go inside my caves and drink my water and use my powders, decorate his face, all the different colored mineral powders, yellow and brown and orange, all these different colored minerals. I can render so many services to him in the future, in this place, Vrindavan." So he's flying on the hand of Palatsya Muni. So then he understood that. So then Giriraj became very, very heavy. very, very heavy. And the king was, I can't carry him anymore. So he came down here and he sat down. And then the king, the sage rested for a minute. And then he said, all right. And then he went to pick up Giriraj. And Giriraj wouldn't budge. He wouldn't move one inch. He was fixed over here in Vrindavan. And the sage, he tried to lift this mountain. He couldn't lift. How much he tried. What is this? All my tapabalam, all my strength. Oh, he couldn't lift. Hare Krishna. I couldn't lift the mountain. So then the Rishi became very angry. What is this? You're not coming to my ashram to decorate my ashram? Who do you think you are? Do you know who I am? Very powerful Rishi. Listen, little Giriraj, you get up or I'm going to curse you. Well, Giriraj was quiet, even not afraid. So then the sage, he cursed, all right, you're not coming with me, then I curse you that you'll sink and you'll get smaller every day. You'll get smaller and smaller. You'll diminish in size. You'll shrink. You're a big, big, proud mountain, but you'll become sesame seed. Very small. Do you know how many sesame seeds there are in a centimeter? How many sesame seeds in a centimeter? Well, first of all, how big is a centimeter? Go like this. How big is a centimeter? Centimeter is like, how big? This is a centimeter. Half an inch. Half an inch is a centimeter, right? This is a centimeter? Yes? And this is 2 centimeters? This is a centimeter. Not sure. That half. So that means that he cursed him to descend, to shrink into the ground, half an inch or 1 centimeter. So that if you add all that up, then Giriraj was very, very high before. Even when Krishna was here, he's very, very high. When we come down, shrunk down. So this is how Giriraj came here. Now what happened? That was millions of years ago in Satyuga. This happened. Giriraj has been waiting for Krishna to come. Krishna only came 5,000 years ago here and lifted this hill and had pastimes here. But then, in Treta Yuga is about a million years ago or so, ways back. Dwapara Yuga is 864,000 years. That was a long time ago, a million years ago. This same Giriraj, there was another pastime with Giriraj and Lord Ramachandra. You've heard that one? Hanuman was the monkey. There's so many of them here. But Hanuman was this very powerful monkey devotee of Lord Ramachandra. And he helped Ram win back his kidnapped queen, Sita, who was kidnapped by the demon, Ravana, taken to Lanka. When Hanuman was looking for big rocks and boulders to throw in this bridge, then he came here. And he said, oh, this is a very big mountain. I can pick up this mountain and carry it to South India, and my Lord Ram can use it to build his Setu, his bridge to Lanka, because they're building a big rock bridge across the ocean. So then he came. He said, oh, this is not a big mountain for me. I'm so powerful. Hanuman is very huge, powerful monkey devotee, Ram Bhakta. So he went to pick up the Giriraj, and Giriraj wouldn't move. And he was understanding, how is this possible? Who are you? He said, who are you? He folded his hands and said, who are you? And then he said, I am the son of King Dronachal. I am Giriraj. He said, oh, well please, I want to take you to Ramchandra. I want you to serve Ramchandra in his bridge to Lanka. You can do some nice service there. He said, no, who is this Ramachandra? I don't know this Ramachandra. No, he's an expansion from Krishna. Oh, Krishna, yes, I'm waiting here in Vrindavan. I'm waiting for Krishna to come, the avatar, the incarnation. I'm waiting for Krishna to descend to this world, and I'm waiting here for him to enjoy on my mountain peaks and caves and rivers and lakes and waterfalls. But who is Ram? Ram is Krishna? Is that same Krishna? He's come now in another pastime. So why don't you come with me and serve? Sangiraj said, all right. If Ram is Krishna, then I'll serve Ram, and it's also like serving Krishna. So then Hanuman started to pick up Giriraj. And then an aerial voice, Akashvani. An aerial voice, he heard a voice in the air, sky, that said, oh, the bridge is finished. No more rocks are required. And Hanuman said, oh, did you hear that? The bridge is finished. No more rocks are required. He put Giriraj down. And what did Giriraj do? What would any devotee do if he's denied an opportunity to serve? Yes, this is obvious. He starts crying. Oh, I had an opportunity to serve Krishna. I had an opportunity to serve Guru, and I lost that opportunity. Oh, he starts crying. So Giriraj started crying. I can't serve Ram. You said Ram is Krishna. Now, what is the use of my life? I'm still waiting here. Hanuman said, "Don't. Hey, listen. I empathize with you. I sympathize with you. Don't cry. It's not that bad. Just wait. Just dry your tears. Hanuman flew off to South India. He met with Ramachandra. He said, Ram, oh Prabhu, Ramachandraji, this Giriraj is a great devotee. He wanted to come to service, but the bridge is finished. What to do? He said, You tell Bhakta Giriraj, you tell him that very soon I am appearing as Krishna, and I will take so much service from him, not just the service of being one rock in a bridge to Lanka, but I will take all kinds of services from him. I will eat his fruits and berries, and I will bathe in his rivers, and I will frolic in his caves, and my cows will eat the grass on Govardhan Hill. So many services I will take from him. He'll become famous as one of my greatest all-time servitor of mine, the greatest servant of Krishna. Giriraj, Dharan Ki Jai. So Hanuman, you please tell this to Giriraj. And this will pacify him and console his heart. Hanuman returned and told Giriraj the good news. Just wait. Giriraj, soon you will be recognized as the greatest devotee of the Lord for rendering so much wonderful service. And then Giriraj was so happy, he started smiling, laughing. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Hanuman, they embraced, Hanuman and Giriraj embraced each other and were dancing, chanting, Nitaigor, Nitaigor. Yes? No. Oh, that's another leaf. Hoodie-wool. So this is a happy ending to a story. Then, the glories of Govardhan. There's some interesting passages here that a nice philosophical point we can hear from here. This is a very nice point about Giriraj's identity. Because a lot of us, how many devotees in this room are worshipping a Shila of Govardhan, a small Govardhan Shila? Please raise your hand, ladies and gentlemen. If you have some small Govardhan Shila you're worshipping. Now what is the magic of this rock? We were, as children, young boys and girls, we were attracted to some rock. Now is this Giriraj, is some another rock? And just another favorite, my favorite rock, my favorite stone? Or is there something more to Giriraj than that? So this is a very nice explanation. It's called This is the explanation of the infinite in stone. So the infinite in stone. Here's a little rock. All of infinity is there. How is that? When the Brijbasis worshipped Giri Govardhan 5,000 years ago, you'll hear the story how Krishna engaged everyone in worshipping this hill. They offered incense and they offered a light, a deepam, ghee lamp, and they offered flowers and they offered so many scented, nice scents, and they offered so much food, mountains and mountains of food, and so many tulsi leaves, and so much water to drink, and so many spices, and so much big offering. The Brijbasis were worshipping this huge mountain. And they were engaging everything in sacrifice for his satisfaction. And at that time, 5,000 years ago, when baby Krishna, how old was Krishna at this time when he worshipped Govardhan? How old was he? Krishna was 7 years old when he lifted this mountain. And when all the Brijbasis, including Krishna, were worshipping this mountain, all of a sudden from this mountain came a huge figure manifested out of the peak of the mountain. A human figure. That figure looked exactly like Krishna, but he had four arms, like Narayan, four arms. And that Krishna looked and said, "Oh, look, we did so much worship previously at this time of the year, we would worship Indra, the king of the rains, the king of heaven, the king of the rains, and thunder, the thunderbolts and the rains, the rain king and the thunderbolt king. But did he ever appear in person and give us his darshan? Did we ever see him in person after the puja? No. But the first time we ever did puja, we worshipped the Giriraj. Then this beautiful person, a beautiful huge giant man has appeared, and it appears to be Vishnu himself. Giriraj is none different from Vishnu, from Bhagavan, from God. He's so happy and so pleased with our worship. He's manifesting himself." And when that huge person appeared on top of Govardhan, he started extending his arms. He had these long arms. He was extending his arms everywhere. And he's reaching out to eat all the offerings, because they offered so many kachoris and so many pakoras and so many puris and so many ladus and so many gulab jamuns and so much burfi and so much sweet rice and so much cheese sabji and all this good stuff which we're not having right now. And he was really enjoying himself. And Krishna said, "See, look, you thought that Govardhan Hill was just a bunch of stones and rocks, right, Brijbasis? But no, he's living. Giriraj is the supreme personality of Godhead." So at that time, in front of all the Brijbasis, at that time Krishna revealed himself as Govardhan Hill. And he showed at that time, "See, this Govardhan Hill is my extended self, it is me." So then, after everyone saw this huge form and he was eating all the offerings, then Krishna started offering artik. Krishna was offering artik, this ritual of offering the earth element and the water element and the fire element, offering these incense and lamp, and ghee lamp, and all these flowers and all these things back. He was worshipping himself. There was huge Krishna on top of the hill, and then little baby Krishna, 7 years old, worshipping him. To show, to convince all the Brijbasis that this Govardhan Hill is living personality. This is God, infinite in stone. God has appeared here. This Leela is there in the Bhagavat Puran, the ancient Puranas of India. Bhagavat Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining. So Giriraj is the extended self of Krishna. So who is the extended self of Radharani? If Giriraj is Krishna, then Krishna must be with Radharani. So who is the extended self of Radharani? Who is that? Radha Kund. The Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, they explain, that means our acharyas, means our gurus, our preceptorial line of gurus, our parampara, they have explained that Giriraj is Krishna and Radhakunda is Radha. We may understand this, and so we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship a stone from Govardhan Hill as part of Giridhari, as Krishna himself. We may understand from this that a part of the infinite is also infinite. But our brains are so feeble that in our ordinary vision, although a Govardhan Shila, a small Govardhan, is part of the infinite, therefore it's also infinite. To our material vision, we say, oh, this is just a little tiny stone. This is just a little rock. He's so cute. I put little eyes on him. See, I have little eyes on him and a nose, and I paint a face and I decorate him and I dress him. He's so cute. He's my Giriraj. But he's actually the totality of everything is there in this small rock. All of infinity is there in this Govardhan Shila. So this pastime of the Krishna showing that he is this Govardhan, the huge hill or even a small rock, it shows that we think, this pastime shows that there's infinite possibility. Even in the smallest particle of infinity is Krishna. That's why when devotees worship the Govardhan Shila, they experience the presence of God. And anyone who's worshipped the Govardhan Shila, he sees what happens. Because the Govardhan Shila, if you're worshipping Govardhan Shila, there's no installation required. There's no ritual of installing. If you buy some marble deities or some brass deities or some wooden deities, and there's so many rituals and rites one has to perform to invoke the divine presence to, it's called pran pratishta. Pran means life, pratishta means to establish. Pran pratishta ceremony. So many pujas and yajnas and sacrifices and mantras and tantra and mudra and all these things. And plus, the main thing is one pure devotee, from his heart, he has to call the Lord down into his heart. He's already there. And from the heart of the pure devotee, he installs the Lord into the heart of the Murti. When you see, when they do pran pratishta, the pure devotee will take a piece of kusa grass. You know this kusa grass, this sacred grass? And he'll hold it to his heart, and then he will touch the deity. He will touch the Murti and meditate that the Lord is coming, is in my heart. And the Lord in my heart, I am now placing into this marble statue, into this brass statue, this wooden statue. And he touches the deity, the left shoulder, right shoulder, right shoulder, left shoulder, the head, and the sides, and the heart. And this is called pran pratishta. This is called an installed deity. The pure devotee must install the deity. So the pran is there. This is a tradition. Traditionally, first, what would happen is that a king, a very pious and religious king, historically in India, he's very religious and pious, and he believes in God. He's a Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. So he's desiring the development of his own consciousness and development of his own devotion for God reaches such an extent that he feels in his heart that he wants to serve and worship a form of the Lord in form. So then he's praying, and the Lord first appears in the mind, in a dream or in the heart. He appears in the king, in the king's mind or heart, the devotee king. And then that devotee king will go to his guru. He'll go to his guru, or to his, it's called the Kula Guru. He'll go to his guru and say, O Guruji, O pure devotee, O Guruji, I had this dream of Krishna or Vishnu, Ram, and I would like very much to worship a deity. What do you think? And then the devotee, he will meditate for some time on that request from the king. Then if the Lord in his heart, if the Lord enters that devotee's heart, and he says, yes, this should be done. Then he meets the king and says, yes, you should commence the building of a temple. You commence the building of a temple, and I will install the Lord there. It's called Pran Pratishtha. This is the history, how it was done. That's why all these kings built these fabulous temples. Brahmins and gurus and rishis, they have a vow of poverty. Whatever they get, they distribute. They don't have big bank accounts. But kings and businessmen, they have so much big bank accounts. So they would have some desire, and then the pure devotee would make it happen. This is tradition. You see all over India, these vast big temples, they were all built by kings. This king, Man Singh from Jaipur, he built the Radha Govindaji temple, the famous temple in Vrindavan. So this is Giriraj. We should understand what we're dealing with Giriraj Govardhan. He's the infinite in stone. And of course, you must have heard, this is a very nice statement here, explains how Giriraj is actually the heart of Radharani. It's a very nice statement about Giriraj being the heart of Radharani. And we're looking at Radharani's, everyone's having direct darshan of Radharani's heart. This quotation, it comes from one Puran called Bhavishya Puran. It says that Giri Govardhan manifested directly from the heart of Radharani, from Sri Krishna's Sarup Shakti. Sarup means his personal Shakti. So this is a very significant statement that at Giriraj, this Govardhan manifested from her heart. And you know, because Bhavishya Puran is telling that, in short, but Garga Samhita is telling the whole story that I told a few minutes ago. When Radharani was in the Rasa dance, she expressed her heart to Krishna, I have someone desire, will you fulfill it? So then she said, I have my heart's desire. And then Krishna said, what is that? You'll make a very beautiful place for our pastimes on the bank of the Yamuna. So then Krishna did that. I told you the story. I'm repeating now. Then he manifested Govardhan Hill. So therefore, this is why Bhavishya Puran is saying that this Govardhan is actually the manifestation of the heart of Srimati Radharani. This is very nice. Briefly, Lord Chaitanya received from one Shankaranya, came back from Vrindavan, he gave one Govardhan Shila to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya was worshipping that Govardhan Shila. He was bathing every morning. He had one Govardhan Shila. He would bathe every morning with his tears of love of God. He would hold the Shila in his hand and start crying, looking at Krishna and Govardhan. And his tears would fall down and bathe the Shila. And he had that Shila for some time, and then he gave the Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami kept the Shila and brought to Radhakund. He was worshipping here. And before he left it with some devotees, Krishna Priya Thakurani and some other Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They were worshipping the Shila also, one lady and others. And then finally the Shila ended up in Vrindavan, across from ISKCON. There's a place called Bhagavat Nivas. Bhagavat Nivas, there's many Niskinchan sadhus live there, and they're worshipping that original Shila. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Shila, but it's very interesting when you go there to... And they don't make any big advertisement or anything. You go there, and there's some Shilas on the altar. I haven't been there in years. And they say, you have the Govardhan Shila of Lord Chaitanya, and the Baba will just... Whoever's there is... Oh, yeah, at least this is about 15 years ago. Yeah, on the second shelf, there's five or six of them. That one on the left, that's the one. They don't take it and show you, donation please, this, that. There's nothing. Oh, that's there. Such a very significant and special Shila, Govardhan Shila. And they don't make any... They're not making a show or trying to make money with it or anything. One of the most interesting things about Giriraj is his identity as a devotee. We see in our Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding of theology or divinity that we have a very interesting phenomenon here in Gaudiya Vaishnavism where we have a combination of Bhagavan and Bhakta, a combination of devotee and God in one. Sometimes God will appear in a particular divine form of supreme transcendence, supreme godhood, God himself, incarnate. But then that very same form has a dual identity as not only God, but as a devotee of God. Very interesting. It's like a, what do you call it, split personality? They have this phrase, split personality. Sometimes a person acts like this and sometimes they act like this. You can't figure out which way they are. Usually Geminis are like that, because Geminis too, they don't know which one you're dealing with. So this we see when Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Bhagavan, but he's also the devotee of Bhagavan. So sometimes he's engaged, he's chanting God's names. He's chanting the names of God and singing and distributing God's names to everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Govardhan. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Govardhan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Shri Govinda Gopi Natha Madana Mohan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan di Hari Lal ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Giriraj Dharan ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Glorifying Krishna's names. Lord Chaitanya was traveling glorifying Krishna's names. And then sometimes, at other times, Lord Chaitanya was saying, no, no. I'm not a bhakta. I'm not a devotee. I am Aham Bhagavan. I am Bhagavan. Shatapahari Leela. Shatapahari Leela. For 21 hours in Srivas Thakur's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, Aham Bhagavan. I am Bhagavan. I am Ramachandra. I am Narayan. I am Nrisimha. I am Varaha. Do you recognize me? Murari?
Aye. I am your Lord Ram. Murari.
Yes, Ram. Das was me. How may I serve you?
Radhe.
So now he's Bhagavan? So sometimes Giri Govardhan, he is Krishna?
Bhagavan?
He showed that in Govardhan Anukut festival. He said, I am Krishna. Offer everything to me. Offer all your puja to me. Offer all your prayers to me. Nija nikata nivasam Govardhan tvam. We offer prayers. He's Krishna, you're Govardhan. Please give me residence by your side. Nija nikatat nivasam. Nija nikatat nivasam Govardhan tvam. Govardhan is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sakshat Krishna. But then other times, Govardhan becomes a devotee, Bhakta. This is very mysterious. What does this show? This shows that even God wants to he wants to relish and taste and experience the flavor of being his own devotee. You can imagine you're the king and then you're thinking, what does my servant feel like? What doesn't my servant think when he serves me? What does my servant feel like when he serves me? I am his king. He is my subject. He is my peon, my servant. This is very interesting, unusual mentality. In the material world, no one would ever have such an idea. I am the king, and you're my servant forever. I will never trade places in a million years. Certainly the king would never want to become the servant. Yes, the servant will want to become the king, no doubt. Giriraj becomes the greatest servant of Krishna. And he renders so many services. And they're described. Krishna Govinda, Hare Murari, Hey Nath Narayan, Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murari, Hey Nath Narayan, Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murari, Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Venugit, chapter 21, Bhagavat Puran, Srimati Radharani, speaking one verse, one Sanskrit verse. And at that time, she was sitting with her sakyon, all her sakis, all her gopis. So imagine Radharani's there, all sakis, all her friends. Sakhi means friend. All her sakis and gopis are around her. And the gopis, they're missing Krishna. He's gone to the forest to tend his cows, cow tending, pasturing the cows, with all his boyfriends. And he's here in Govardhan, moving and wandering through the groves and arbors and valleys of Govardhan. The cows are eating the fresh grass and drinking the cool, fragrant water. Boys are reclining under the shade of the trees, eating fruits and their tiffins and relaxing, playing different games together, as boys do. And the gopis are far away in Barsana, 20 kilometers from here. And the gopis are sitting together and they're thinking, oh, what is Krishna doing now? I wish we could see Krishna. We saw him this morning. He went by our palace. He went by our house. We saw him as he walked by with all his cows. And we'd really like to see him now, but we don't see him. So then Radharani was remembering Govardhan. And she was remembering Govardhan and that she was thinking, oh, gopis, I'm sure that Shamsundar, he must be, right now he must be wandering along the sides of Govardhan Hill. As we walked along the Govardhan Hill, Krishna must be walking there. I'm sure of it. Then she recited this verse. She said that Haridas Varya, this Govardhan, he's Haridas Varya. Now this is something important. You've heard before, but we should think. Because all of us are Haridas and Haridasi. Hari is God, Krishna. We're all servants of Hari. Be we in a male form or female form, we are servants of God. Haridas Varya, oh gopis, this Giriraj is the greatest of all the devotees. He's Haridas Varya. The word Varya means the greatest. He's the most exalted. The supreme, topmost of all the devotees. And then the gopis said, well, what about other devotees? Because in the Puranas, in Bhagavad Puran, it says three devotees. The Sanskrit shloka is there for three devotees. The term is there, Haridas. Does anyone know who those other Haridases are? Yudhisthir is called Haridas. Yudhisthir is the oldest of the five Pandavas. Yudhisthir, then Bhima, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, from the Kurukshetra battle, Bhagavad Gita, Kurukshetra. He's the oldest, Yudhisthir. He's the leader of the family. He's the wise guide of the family, the senior, the elder brother, Bharobhai. And he is called in the Bhagavatam as Haridas. Who else is called Haridas? Anyone knows? Uddhava. His teachings are there in 11th canto and Brahmar Gita in 10th canto. So these devotees, they're Haridas, and so is Giriraj, but there's some difference. Because why is Yudhisthira? Yudhisthira is called Haridas. Why? Because he has established the position and glories of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Bhagavan, God, all over the universe. How has Yudhisthira established the supremacy of Krishna? How did he do this? When he was living on this planet, King Yudhisthira did something to establish Krishna as the Supreme, Swayam Bhagavan. How did he do this? Raj Suya Yagya. Everyone's heard this? Raj Suya Yagya. This was a huge sacrifice that he invited kings all around the world and all the rishis. And they proposed, who is the Raj of the whole universe? Who is the Lord and King of the whole universe? He should be worshipped here. And different people proposed different candidates for that position. And finally, Sahadev and Nakul, they said, I think we should worship Krishna. And everyone was surprised. Worship Krishna as the King of Kings, the God of Gods, the Lord of Lords? Are you crazy? And many kings challenged, this Krishna is a puny cowherd boy. He's nothing. Unfortunately, the ants are sometimes coming up the backside and they're getting in the wrong place, so to speak, and biting. It's a little interesting situation. Some small type. Anyway, when we were a kid, we used to have a phrase called ants in your pants, you know. And now I know what it feels like. It's interesting. Vrindavan is the most unusual place to give class. I could never imagine sitting on a Vyasasan in Moscow and getting bitten in your private parts by an ant. But now I know what it's like, and I can't do much about it in this particular situation. Tamsatiksha Shabharata. We must tolerate everything. So, the kings were challenging, how is it that this puny coward boy Krishna, you're going, this Who is this Nakula and Sahadev, this Sahadev? Who is he? He's a little kid. He's the smallest and youngest and weakest of the Pandavas. We should accept his opinion. Not only that, at that particular function that Yudhisthira organized, the Rajasiya Yajna, he asked the cooperation of his brothers to help out. There were so many guests, so the whole family had to help out for the Yajna. So who was put in charge of the kitchen? Bhima was put in charge of the kitchen because he likes to eat. So he's the brother that was put in charge of the kitchen. So different devotees and brothers are put in charge of different functions to be the host with Yudhisthira. Someone had to be in charge of taking the shoes because, you know, whenever there's a Krishna conscious function, someone will always steal shoes. Right? Whenever there's some Krishna conscious function, somebody comes and steals shoes. So this started with Krishna himself. 5,000 years, this is an old tradition. So someone had to be appointed to watch the shoes of the visiting kings. When the visiting kings came for this yajna, this sacrifice, you can't wear your shoes because it's a sacred sacrificial arena. You can't wear your dirty shoes there. You have to go barefoot. And kings don't wear chapels. They don't wear Hawaii sandals. They wear golden shoes. Golden shoes inlaid with jewels. Real jewels, not fake glass. Diamonds, rubies, that's the sign of their opulence, their kingliness. You can go to the Jaipur Museum, I've seen. The City Museum in Jaipur, they have samples of the clothes of the ancient kings of Rajasthan. And they have their coats and their shoes, and they have these kind of pointed shoes, like these kind of genie shoes, pointed shoes. And they're all inset with gems and jewels. Very costly. So someone had to be appointed as the shoe boy. The shoe boy, you know, the boy, girl, boy, shoe boy, to watch over everyone's shoes. So who was chosen to be the shoe boy for all the visiting kings? Does anyone know? Krishna. Lord Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam Govinda Madi Purusham Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. The God of all gods, the creator of all creations, the Lord of all time, the beginning and end of everything, the cause of all causes, the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer, the supreme creator of everything, God, Krishna. He became the shoe boy for Shishupal, Jarasandha, all these kings. Now after everyone checked their shoes with the shoe boy, they entered the arena. Now they're in the sacrificial arena, all the kings, exalted personalities. Now it's decided who will be established as the worshipable supreme king of the universe. And then the name of Krishna is proposed. Well, you know, what do you think everyone... Ha, 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 ha. All the kings simply laughed. Are you for real? Are you kidding? Are you joking? We checked our shoes in with this guy, this kid, this shoe boy. We left our shoes with this Krishna. Now you have the audacity to recommend and suggest that he's going to be worshipped as a king of kings. Are you crazy? Everyone's laughing. Oh, ho, ho, ho. All the kings. Then Yudhisthira said, yes, we will worship Krishna as the supreme. If anyone challenges my suggestion, then they can fight with me and Bhim and Arjun and Sahadev and Nakul, Panch Pandava, invincible force. Seems to be the thing to do. So everyone was chup. Means quiet. Right? They were quiet. All right. Silence means agreement. He was piping a little bit. Shishupo was piping up a little bit for a while, then he lost the ability to pipe. He got silenced. There was one king, a little bit of an upstart king, and he started bad-mouthing Krishna. And he's been doing this his whole life. He was envious of Krishna his whole life. It said as soon as he was born, when this person was born, his name was Shishupal. When he was 3 years old, the first thing that came out of his mouth was he was trying to say Krishna. He's a baby. He's only 3 days old. He's going krr-krr. Then finally, when he learned how to speak, he said, Krishna! I kill him! Where is this Krishna? I'll kill him right now. and he burned with his envy day after day after day. And finally, he met Krishna face to face in the Rajasuya Jagya in Hastinapur, Delhi. And so when Krishna was recommended to be worshipped as the king of kings in the Rajasuya Yajna, so many kings were laughing, ho, 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 ho. And he was laughing the most. Then he started saying, this guy is this and this and this. He started casting aspersions at Krishna, vilifying him with the most horrible, nasty language. And the Pandavas wanted to take out their swords and cut him. He said, no, Krishna said, not yet, relax. He's having a good time. Let him speak his spiel. Unwind his mind. Let him voice his venom. Release his poisonous words upon this audience. And by his very existence, I will prove to everyone who I really am. So Krishna's a shoeboy. A little kid from Vrindavan runs behind the cows. Now he's made the big time. He's in the city. He's in Hastinapur with all the kings. Now he's going to be worshipped as a king of the whole universe, as God himself. And one guy is disputing and arguing. So he did 99 times in a row. You this, you this. And then Krishna said, okay, I think it's about time we got on with the puja. And I'm supposed to be worshipped here. And I'm tired of being the shoeboy. Now I'm going to be worshipped. So then Krishna went like this. Just went. He went like this. And from the end of his finger came this Sudarshan. Sudarshan disc. The wheel of time. Everyone is spinning in the wheel of time. And at a certain point, the wheel stops. Then what does that mean? It means time is up. Khatam ho gaya. Marna prapti. You're dead. So he took the Sudarshan and he says, okay. Whoop! And he let it go. Zzzup, chup. It cut off his head. There's a problem. If blood drops in the sacrificial arena, here and there, the whole thing becomes contaminated. And all the elaborate arrangements, it takes weeks and weeks to set everything up and arrange everything, becomes destroyed. And they have to start again. But Krishna's so clever, he cut his head off, and that Sudarshan disc carried his head out of that sacrificial arena, out of the palace, and off into the forest somewhere. And simultaneously to that, when Krishna's Sudarshan disc was cutting his head, It cauterized all his arteries and veins. It sealed them in his neck. So no blood went through and simultaneously cut his head off and tied all the veins and arteries so not even a drop of blood came out of his torso, his remaining body. And he just fell on the floor, squeaky clean. Now Krishna's, and then everyone said, wow. Maybe he's pretty cool. Maybe I think this Krishna, we can worship this Krishna. So then everyone said, okay, not a bad, you know, we're convinced now. Now we're convinced. So then the puja began. So Giriraj, he does so many sevas. Yudhisthira, he did this seva. Now Uddhava, why is he called Haridas? Because by speaking the glories of Krishna, Vrindavan Leelas, for 2 months to the gopis in Vrindavan, he became a great servant of Hari. If you love me, love my dog. So he became recognized as the greatest servant of Krishna because he served Krishna? No. Because he served the devotees of Krishna. Uddhav became his Haridas. Das means servant. Das of God. Haridas. But he is called Haridas. Okay, he must be a great servant of God. He must have done so many wonderful services for God's pleasure and happiness. So he's Haridas. No. He's Haridas. There's only three. There's 18,000 verses in the Bhagavatam, right? Three verses have the word Haridas. One spoken by Radharani. The Giriraj is Haridas. And one spoken by Narada Muni. Yudhisthira is Haridas. And one spoken by Krishna in 11th canto, that Uddhava is Haridas. There's three verses. But Uddhava is Haridas not for his service directly to God, but for his service to the devotees of God. That's Das, 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 Anodas. But they're Haridas Yudhisthira, Haridas Uddhava. Now, but Giriraj Govardhan is called Haridas Varya. Means he's the supreme, the best. Because he's the greatest devotee, and this is told. And so this is a whole list of services that he does. Let's hear what they are. First of all, this is from Gopal Champu. Giriraj provides for Krishna. He serves Krishna. He's the greatest servant of Krishna. He's Haridas. So these are all services that Giriraj does for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. He provides a sitting place, like we're sitting now. We're sitting. He provides smooth boulders, jeweled covered boulders and rocks for the boys to sit on and relax on. If you ever go in a countryside where there's some waterfalls and some very ancient rivers, especially in Himalayas, you'll find the rivers maybe were very large at one time. Now, with the age of Kali, they become shrunken and diminished. So in the middle, on the sides, there's the main current of the river. On the sides, there's many rocks in the river, on the border of the river. And they're all polished and rounded and very smooth, because from thousands of years of rushing water over those rocks, it became very smooth. You must have seen in your life. So that you can imagine, Govardhan, that rocks are very smooth and rounded like this. They're very actually comfortable. Rock chairs and rock couches. And when Krishna comes into the Govardhan, he is welcomed. Giriraj serves Krishna by welcoming him. Just like when our Gurudev, when he comes to the temple, what do? We have some kirtan. We greet him with some kirtan party. Everyone's chanting kartal, mardanga, and gong, and this, that. Jai Gurudev, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We welcome him. Swagatam, swagatam, swagatam. Welcome. Or you see in the kings, they would play some they play some bugle or trumpet or some instrument to pronounce, to proclaim, here comes the king. So when Krishna comes with the coward boys into the forest, Giriraj says, oh, I want to welcome my Lord. So what does he do? He sings. Giriraj sings for the Lord. So how does a mountain sing? Have you ever heard a mountain sing? Have you ever heard rocks singing? If you do, then you might get arrested. I'm not arrested, but you might get locked up. If you start telling your friends that you heard the rocks were singing, then they might call a psychologist or psychiatrist that, hey, did you hear the singing rocks? I say, I think your rocks in your head are a little cracked. But what happens is the cooing of the birds, the beautiful parrots, and minor birds, they're cooing, and the pigeons, all beautiful birds cooing, and the kokil birds are singing. Generally, in English we say cuckoo. In Hindi they say kokil, almost sounds the same, kokil. And Kokilavan is near Yavatgram, Nandagram side. And this is what they do actually. If there's one, the peacocks do the same thing. If there's one coil They say Hindi, they say koil. We say kokil. If there's one koil or kokil, this cuckoo bird in that tree, and there's one in this tree, this one might do like this, like I made this sound. Then if there's another bird around, he'll reply, oh, you're here, I'm here also. I've heard in the forest when I'm moving in Vrindavan, that one will call the other. And sometimes I've had them come to my house where I stay in Radhakund, and they're in the trees. And if you do like this, then everything talk to you. If you go like this, they go, ooh, ooh, and you go, ooh. So Krishna and Balaram, they used to play like this. When they entered the forest, they would talk to the birds. So the cowboys, they would go in the forest, and they would call the birds like this. So this is, Giriraj, he welcomes him with all these nice sounds. Krishna, oh, so sweet music. It's told in the Bhagavatam, in one purport, Prabhupada said that God has arranged the birds. God has given birds to the human beings. He's arranged by giving birds so that when human beings wake up from sleep, they can hear very beautiful and soothing sounds of the chirping of the birds. And if human beings, by chance, if they've had any bad dreams or disturbed sleep, when they wake in the morning and hear the beautiful birds singing outside their window as they wake up a little before sunrise, I mean, the general person, they wake up like that half hour before sunrise, and toot, 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 toot. It's very soothing and calming to the brain. This is a gift of God. Giriraj does it, he offers padya. Iram padyam klim krishnaya namaha. Iram padyam klim gaurangaya namaha. Means, padyam is, pad means feet. So he offers water, he washes Krishna's feet. Krishna's walking in the dusty path. Imagine you're walking here, we're walking around Govardhan like Krishna's walking barefoot. He doesn't wear any shoes either. He walks with no shoes in Vrindavan. And when he's walking with the cows and his feet get dusty and they get kind of warm, then Giriraj washes Krishna's feet. How does Giriraj do that? With the rushing, there's so many rushing streams. There's streams rushing down Govardhan. So Krishna boys, they go up and they sit on the side of these streams and they suspend their feet in the water and they get their feet washed off. It's very nice. And then just imagine if you're downstream, you can take that water and you're drinking Krishna's Charanamrita. That's a nice thing. And then inside these streams, swiftly flowing streams, they're filled with lotus flowers and durva grass and shamaka seeds. So that not only is Krishna's feet getting washed, but they're very fragrant also. And then Giriraj offers argya. Argya is an auspicious items and sometimes some liquids that you offer into the hands of a guest. When a guest comes, you offer these auspicious items called argya. Idam argyam klim krishnaya nama. So he offers these in the form of durva grass, new shoots of durva grass, and the puddles of water left by the hoof prints of the deer. It's very interesting. Because usually in Argya, you usually offer an Achman spoon and chant some mantra. But here, Giriraj is offering Argya to Krishna with the deer or walking in a soft ground around Govardhan with their feet, their hooves, and they're leaving little marks. And then the rain comes and fills. So that water in the deer's hoof prints and these new grass shoots of durva grass, they're offered to Krishna as Argya. They're very beautiful. Then mouth, after Krishna eats, then he has to wash his mouth with achaman. Idam achamaniyam. Right? So many pujaris here. Idam achamaniyam kling krishnaya nama sringrang radhikai swaha. Whatever. And they go like this. So he offers mouthwash. How does he do that? There's so many ponds, so many kunds and ponds of water. And they're surrounded by different trees. There's labanga trees, and there's jatifal trees and cocoa berries. So this is, of course, Sanskrit or Hindi. But there's trees hanging over these rivers. Trees hang with cloves, and there's also nutmeg and cloves and lychee. All these trees are hanging over these ponds, and they're dropping off their spices into the pond, so the water in the pond becomes spice water. Natural achaman. So when Krishna, after Krishna eats, then he washes his mouth with spices. Because spices have some different oils and chemicals which have astringent and purifying qualities. So they purify the mouth from the germs and impurities after eating. So we offer that to Krishna. Usually it's a mixture of powdered cloves and nutmeg and these type things. Idam achvaniyam. So Govardhan does that. There's a whole pond full of achvan. So the boys, they eat all their fruits and their kachoris and puris, then they go to these lakes and they just take their hand. Oh! They just wash their mouth and spit out to the ground. It's very interesting. It's almost like magic. It's like psychedelic. Whenever Krishna washes his mouth and he goes like this, whenever it lands on the ground, on Vrindavan, wherever Krishna's mouthwash lands on the ground, a lotus flower comes out of the ground. This is a very 3D type of psychedelic experience. And the boys see that and they go, oh, hey, that's pretty good. So just like imagine someone, say your best friend is a magician. Just imagine if your best friend that you move around with was a jaduwal, a magician. So sometimes you're walking with him and he goes like this, hey, and he goes behind your ear and he goes like this, look. He doesn't have anything in his hand and he just hits you behind the ear and he pulls up, a walnut or something. And he pulls that walnut out of your ear because he's a magician. And he's your best friend. And so you say, oh, hey, that's cool. How did you do that? He says, oh, this is my tricks. I'm a magician. So Krishna's like this. He's always entertaining his friends. He's very entertaining. He's very funny. And he's full of humor and does tricks, tells jokes. He's very humorous. He's a very dynamic personality, you could imagine. So he goes, and so Krishna, when it hits the ground, it comes up. What color lotus flower comes up? It comes out yellow. Radha Rani Ki Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai. Maharani Ki Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. Cartels. Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Bolo bar sane wali ki jai jai jai. Sane wali ki jai. Bolo bar sane wali ki jai jai jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Radha Rani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai Radha Rani Ki Jai Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai 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 Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai 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 Radha Rani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prem Se Kaho, Prem Se Kaho, Prem Se Kaho. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Pavana Radhe, Pavana Sham, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shama, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shama, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shama, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Radhe,
Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe,
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri
Krishna,
Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri
Krishna,
Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Vrindavan Jai Lala Ki Jai Radha Rani Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe So we can understand now we compare ourselves and we measure ourselves well Giraj is doing so many sevas but what am I doing? Am I serving with every possible everything I have am I giving to God? Am I serving Krishna with everything I have? Mano kayo vakya. Mano kayo vakya, my mind. Mano kayo, my body, my vakya, my words. Everything I have is offered at the feet of God in service of Krishna. Well, so we're trying. Gauranga! Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Gauranga, 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 Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari. Hari Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Hari Gaura Hari
Gaura Hari Hari Gaura
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga,
Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare, Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Radhe Radhe Govinda. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Gora Hari. Bolo, Jai Se Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Giriraj also offers Madhuparka. What is Madhuparka? Esha Madhuparka Kling Krishnaya Namaha. Madhu, Madhuparka. Honey. Honey bear. It's a drink. How does he do that? All from the beehives on the trees, the Kadamba trees, the Kadamba honey is flowing down the tree branches and down the trunk. And when Krishna comes, that Madhuparka comes and Krishna just puts his hand. Esha Madhuparka. Krishna drinks the honey right from the trunk of the tree, coming down. Automatic, like a honey tree. Kadamba flower honey. Bela flower honey. Rose flower honey. Chameli flower honey. Fantastic. Fragrance knock your ears off. I mean, nose off. The fragrance is so wonderful. And then he offers snan, so Krishna can take bath. Idam snanidam, idam snanidam, klim giridaraya namaha, klim krishnaya namaha, klim gorangaya namaha, klim nityanandaya namaha. Right? We do the snan. So he offers snan with the clear water gushing from the springs. There's springs coming up, and coming up like this out of the ground from Govardhan. And so Krishna boys, they just stand under there. And they just take a bath under the springs. Natural. We everything we do is upside down, isn't it? Material life is all upside down. We take a shower from the top down, right? You ever take a shower? The water comes top. But Krishna takes a shower bottom up. Krishna's shower comes from the ground. It comes up like a spring. It comes up like that, and water comes out of the thing. So that, this is a very nice way to take a bath. Now, after all this, argya snan, then idam sotriya vastram. Idam sotriya vastram klim krishnaya namaha. Anyway, so now Giriraj, basically what Giriraj is doing, he's offering full service to Krishna. All this sota upachara, the 16 articles of worship is being presented here. Then he offers clothing in the form of fine silk. and from the barks of golden trees. Nangiraj offers ointments, tilak, red, white, yellow mineral powders, and sandalwood paste is used for ornamenting and putting Krishna's tilak on. Flowers, of course, malati vines and fragrant flowers. Giriraj offers pleasing flowers. Incense. Now, what is the incense? What is the agarbati? Esha dupo, klim Krishna inama. What is the agarbati? What is the incense that Giriraj offers to Krishna? Does anyone know? According to Jiva Goswami. Very nice incense. You know what it is? Can you guess? Chandan already mentioned that's ornamenting. The dust raised by the hooves of the Surabhi cows offers an aromatic incense for Krishna's nose. And that's pretty clever. When the cows are walking on the land of Vrindavan near this Govardhan, the Surabhi cows, these white cows, then there's some dust coming from their feet as they're walking. And that dust makes little clouds, because there's hundreds and thousands of cows walking, so it makes clouds of dust. And that dust, Giriraj is using that smoke, that dust or smoke-like dust. He's offering that dust to Krishna as incense. Esha dupo klim Krishnaya namaha. Very nice. Giriraj is so clever in his service. Then Giriraj offers a ghee lamp. Esha dupo with its glistening gems. He offers Giriraj a ghee lamp even in the daytime with all these brilliant gems shining on the ground. It's like light, glistening, brilliant light. Then he offers Sringar and ornaments and bhushana with gunja berry seeds, peacock feathers, flower clusters, and he offers ornaments. Then boga. He delivers so much boga. Many tasty fruits and edible roots. Then achman. Again, he offers flower-scented water mixed with tulsi leaves. And Giriraj washes Krishna's mouth. Then arti, with champak and other blooming flowers moving in the gentle breeze. Giriraj fans Krishna with an arti. An umbrella. Umbrellas are all the flowers in the trees hanging over Krishna's head. They make a richly foliated trees. Then fan. When Krishna's walking, he needs to have a fan, so then the breeze blows through the trees, and the branches of the trees start waving up and down, like this. And the motion of the branches of the trees going up and down like this fans Krishna's body. So the trees become a natural fan. It's very nice. It's a whole arti. Then dance festival. Because what do we do? We offer Krishna... We wash his mouth, we bathe him, we dress him, we offer him food, then we offer artik, right? This is the standard. Then after artik, there's kirtan, yes? And when there's kirtan, there's dancing. So how does Giriraj dance for Krishna? Now that's fanning. How does Giriraj offer the service of dancing for Krishna's pleasure? Who said that? Yes, smart, very smart. By ecstatically dancing peacocks, and then Giriraj offers Krishna a festival of dance. Now after all that, Krishna feels tired. He wants to rest. After the Raj Bhog offering in the afternoon, Krishna takes rest. Yes? So finally, what is that flower bed? When Krishna attracts a gopi with an enchanting flute song, then the gopi prepares a soft bed of flowers for Krishna to enjoy on. So Giriraj offers those flowers to make that flower bed. Then songs. Then when someone's sleeping, then you play some music on your stereo, nice relaxing music. But Krishna doesn't have any stereo, but he has live musicians. So Giriraj sings songs for Krishna's pleasure when he's sleeping and he hears some nice sweet songs. So who are the songstresses? The songbirds. The songbirds of Govardhan offers songs. The cuckoos cooing. It's sweet singing. With all these services, Govardhan Hill has established his reputation as the best of Krishna's servants. Haridas Varya Ki Jai. So this is a nice lila where Krishna becomes Durga. Goddess Durga. She's the goddess of the material energy. This is a nice lila. This happened here at Govardhan. There's a place called Gauri Tirtha. As Radhakund is sacred to Radharani, and Krishna and all the gopis. Well, Radharani has a rival. In any interesting love relationship, there must be rivals. Chandravali. Wow. Because Chandravali is only expansion of Radharani. She's Kayavyuha of Radharani. So with that meditation, Chandravali is the anti-party. Mm-hmm. She has her place here just near Sankarshan Kund. It's called Gauri Tirtha. And she often brings Krishna there. She has a beautiful temple there in her kunja. And she worships Gauri. Gauri is the Parvati, Gauri Shankar, Shiv Parvati. She is the consort or the female aspect, the Shakti of Shiva, Shiv and Shakti. As Krishna has his Radha, and Ram has his Sita, and Narayan and Vishnu has his Lakshmi, and Shiva has his Parvati. Gauri is the wife of Shiva, Shakti. He's called Shakta, the worshipper of the female god. God is the female principle, God is the male principle. We, of course, understand that. God is the female principle, is the Shakti, the power. God is the male principle, is the Purusha, the powerful, or the energy and the energetic, the power and the wielder of power. If someone is powerful, they're only powerful depending on what powers they have. If he's Bill Gates, he has the power of money, which is pretty powerful. But if you take away his money, he's still Bill Gates, but now he's, okay, the person is there, Bill Gates, but no power, no money. So now he's insignificant. So God is the person, the Purusha, the wielder, but the power is Radharani. You take away the Radharani, Krishna is nothing. So this is Shiva and Shakti. So now, Krishna went this place. Let's find out what's going on with this Leela. Krishna is Durga. Chandravali is the cousin sister of Radharani because Radharani's father, Brishabhanu, his brother's name is Chandrabhanu. And Chandrabhanu is the father of Chandravali. So they're actually... And he's the older brother of Brishabhanu. So Radharani is the cousin sister of Chandravali. In terms of beauty, qualities, charm, cleverness, Chandravali is the topmost gopi of the opposition party, Vipaksha Sakhi, to Radharani. On a pretense of Gauri Puja, worshipping of Durga, Chandravali often meets Krishna and Gauri Tirtha to enjoy pastimes. One time when Krishna was enjoying alone with Chandravali in her private flower grove, he lost himself in Chandravali's loving embrace. And as he was gazing into her eyes and relishing the nectar of her lips, he was saying, "Oh Radha, oh Radha, oh Radha." He forgot himself. Although he was in the loving embrace of the rival, Chandravali, his mind was thinking of Radha. He made a big mistake. Krishna said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And what did Chandravali say in reply to him? She pushed Krishna off her chest and said, Hey, King Kamsa, go back to Mathura. And when Krishna heard, when she pushed him off, and Chandravali pushed him and said, "Hey, King Kamsa, go back to Mathura." Then Krishna said, "What? Kamsa, what are you talking about? If I'm Radharani, then you're King Kamsa." Then Krishna said, I think it's time to go now. Bye, gotta go. So Krishna really got in trouble over there that particular day. That's just a little introduction to this thing here. So now, go on to more thing. The Leela. More Leela. the so-called husband of Radharani. There was a marriage arranged by Radharani's mother and father because they were worried that Radharani is often not home and we don't know where she is, and there's rumors that Radharani is running around with some boy named Krishna. And this doesn't look very good, unmarried girl running around with some boy, especially Krishna, such a questionable character. So they were they were concerned about their prestige, like most mothers and fathers. And they arranged a marriage with a gentleman named Mr. Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu, he is not too much appreciated by anybody, especially us. But anyway, this marriage was arranged, and it was a fake, it was a marriage, but the Yoga Maya, Krishna's spiritual energy, arranged it that Abhimanyu was actually a eunuch. And he was a little embarrassed about that, because a newly married man, it's kind of an embarrassing point. So then, of course, he had a big herd of cows. So every night when it was time to go with his wife, with Radharani, he said, "Please forgive me. I have to stay in the barn tonight. I have to stay in the goshala tonight because many of the cows are giving birth to babies. And I have to be there to help them." So night after night, Abhimanyu had duty in the barn, so he could never actually sleep with Radharani. And that made it very convenient, because then Radharani could sneak out of her house and meet Krishna in the forest at night, and they could dance in the rasa dance. It was a very nice arrangement. But Abhimanyu, somehow or other, like, he came to understand it. "I think my wife is not chaste. I've heard some rumors. I'm not sure." So one day, Abhimanyu decided to move away from Vrindavan, decided to move to Mathura, to prevent his wife from meeting Krishna. Before leaving, he sought the blessings of a great yogini named Purnamasi. Purnamasi was shocked. She was absolutely shocked when she heard the news that Abhimanyu was thinking of leaving Vrindavan and taking Radharani away from Krishna, because Purnamasi is the grandmother of Krishna's best friend. Krishna's best friend is Madhu Mangal, and his father is Sandipani Muni, and his grandmother is Purnamasi. Purnamasi was inwardly shocked by the news that Radharani was about to be taken out of Vrindavan. But externally, she listened to Abhimanyu's request. And she said, "Why do you want..." Purnamasi said, "Why do you want to take Radharani? Why do you want to move to Mathura?" Then Abhimanyu said, "Oh, there's so many rumors about my wife, this, that. It doesn't look good. I'm losing my name, and this is not good. He's a debauchee. This Krishna is a debauchee, a lampat." Listen. Purnamasi said, "Abhimanyu, cool down, relax. It's not like that. Rumors are always like this. Anybody who's famous and big, then rumors will naturally come up. No one makes rumors about a street sweeper. No one makes rumors about some small person. If some rumors are being spread about you, that proclaims your fame." Because no one wastes time spreading rumors about someone who's not famous. It's a very interesting phenomenon of this world. With fame comes infamy, because rumors are a type of infamy. So it's the opposites always coexist. Fame and infamy, pleasure and sorrow, happiness and distress, poverty and wealth. These are all false. Listen, Abhimanyu, only if you catch Radharani and Krishna together, then you can move to Mathura. So then, Abhimanyu requested Purnamasi, "Will you ask my wife, Radharani, to please start worshipping Gauri? Because I've heard that ever since Chandravali started worshipping Gauri Devi, her husband Govardhan Mala has become very, very wealthy by the blessings of that deity of Gauri. So if my wife starts worshipping Gauri, then I will be blessed by that Gauri, Durga, and I will become very, very wealthy. As my friend Govardhan Mala, he was poor, not like me, but then his wife is doing this Gauri puja. So please, Purnamasi, you train her. And Purnamasi said, okay, no problem. After leaving, after leaving, the worshipping procedures, Radharani, she went to the Gauri temple. On the way to the Gauri temple, Radharani was going to the Gauri temple with Purnamasi, and she met Krishna. And Krishna blocked her path. And they had an argument. And Radharani said, she chastised Krishna, why are you coming here? Go away from here. Go pick flowers somewhere. Meanwhile, Abhimanyu heard that his wife was again meeting Krishna, and they were together somewhere near the Gauri temple, or near Gauri Kund. So then Abhimanyu took his mother, Radharani's mother-in-law, Jatila, and they left for Gauri Kund. They're hoping to catch Radha and Krishna together at that temple. Because he thought, now Radharani's supposed to go and worship Durga or Gauri, and then she's using this as a pretext to also meet with Krishna. I heard it. They just met. So now he's really fuming with anger. He's going to catch them red-handed. So now, realizing what happened, Krishna disguised himself as Gauri. Krishna turned into the deity of Durga, Ma Durga. And he stood right in front of the deity. The deity was behind him, and Krishna took the same shape as the deity. The deity's right behind him. He's right in front of the deity, Gauri. Radharani entered the temple and started worshipping the deity of Gauri. She started offering incense to the deity, who was actually Krishna, and ghee lamp, and flowers, and garland, and food, and all these things, and padyam, and argument, offering all to the, looked like Gauri deity, was actually Krishna in disguise in front of that temple. All of a sudden, Abhimanyu, Radharani's so-called husband, and Jatila, they rushed into the temple hoping to catch them together. And a booming voice, loud voice, Abhimanyu said, "Ha ha! Today I've caught you red-handed, Radharani!" Hearing Abhimanyu's angry voice, Radharani fell flat to the ground like a stick. Dandavats. Suddenly, Jatila, Abhimanyu's mother, noticed a brilliant divine light coming from the Gauri deity. Just then, the Brajagopis arrived in the temple, and they started praising Abhimanyu for engaging Radharani in the worship of Gauri Devi. "Oh, Abhimanyu, that's very nice. You're engaging your wife in the worship of Gauri Devi, who is actually Krishna." So the gopis are telling him indirectly, they're saying, "Oh, it's nice you're engaging your wife in the worship of Krishna." It's very funny. He doesn't know. And then the gopis say, "Just see, Abhimanyu, Gauri Devi is so pleased with your wife's puja that she has stepped out of the deity and now she's standing before us." Because the deity was behind and Krishna was in the front. So she's actually stepped out of the murti and she's sakshat, she's directly there. Abhimanyu asked the Braja Gopis, because the whole time when Abhimanyu came in and said this, "What are you doing?" Radharani fell flat on the ground, which means she offered dandavats to Krishna. It's very rare. Very rare, very rare event that Radharani's lying. Dandavat means lying like a stick. She's lying on the floor, the temple room floor, in front of her deity of Krishna, disguised as Gauri or Durga. And because she didn't want to see the face of her so-called husband, so she's just lying there. The gopis come in, they're having dialogue with Abhimanyu, Jatila standing there, Krishna standing there, Radharani the whole time is lying on the floor. Now Abhimanyu says, "Hey gopis, what is your Radharani? What is she praying? What is she doing lying on the ground? What is she praying for?" Abhimanyu. Radharani is praying to Gauri to please remove a great disaster that is about to happen to you. The gopis said, because Abhimanyu said, what is my wife praying? She's praying for you, Abhimanyu. She's praying to the goddess, Gauri. Oh, Gauri Ma, oh, Ma Durga, please, there's a great disaster about to befell my husband, Abhimanyu. Please protect him. So the gopis told this to Abhimanyu. This is what your wife is praying for. Abhimanyu became afraid, and he asked Gauri Devi, because Gauri Devi is personified now. Krishna disguised as Gauri Devi. He said, oh, Gauri Devi, please, will you explain to me what is that, Abhimanyu is saying, what is that disaster that's going to come to me? Then Gauri turned to Brinda Devi and said, Brinda Devi, can you please tell Abhimanyu what great disaster awaits him? So then Brinda Devi said, oh, Abhimanyu, I know it is very inauspicious to be the purveyor of bad news, or conveyor. I don't want to convey bad news or deliver bad news. If someone delivers bad news, it actually shortens his lifespan. It's told in our Veda. If you give bad news to someone, unless you have to, but if you give bad news, then your lifespan decreases. As we have an expression in America, we say, if you can't say anything good about someone or give someone good news, then don't say anything at all. It's a very nice thing. But sometimes the boss has to give bad news to the employee. My dear employee, guess what? This is the news. You are fired. That's bad news. You're out of a job. So now our poor little Abhimanyu, he's in the Gauri temple at Gauri Kund, and he's nervous. He's anxious, he's afraid, he's disturbed, because it has been pronounced that a great disaster is about to befell him. So he's in anxiety. What's going to happen to me? Please tell me. So now he came there to catch Radharani, to move to Mathura, put Krishna in jail, arrest him. Now he's like trembling with fear and anxiety, and all the gopis are there, Radharani's there. It's just Abhimanyu, and the only ally he has is his mother. His mother Jatila. And there's hundreds and hundreds of gopis from the anti-party, Radharani's party. And Krishna's there as Durga, taking the shape of Durga, Gauri. It doesn't look very auspicious for Abhimanyu. Now he's nervous. What is that great disaster? So then Brinda Devi says, oh, Abhimanyu, my dear sir, I don't like to give you this bad news, but we have just received, a messenger has just come from Mathura. A messenger has come from the court of King Kamsa, and he has sent this message, but I'm a little reluctant to give it to you. The message is that 2 days from now, 2 days from now, Kamsa will come and cut off the head of Abhimanyu and offer it to Lord Shiva. Needless to say, Abhimanyu was incredibly devastated. His mother, Jatila, became horrified. My son beheaded for Shiva. Why? My son, Abhimanyu. Yeah, mothers, you know. It's terrible news. You're laughing. What is this? She fell on her hands and knees. Chitila, now think of it. Radharani's mother-in-law is fell on her hands and knees, and she's begging the deity of Gauri. Who is Gauri?
Krishna.
Krishna. The mother-in-law is begging the lover of her daughter, the illicit lover of her daughter, Krishna, is in front of her as Gauri. She's begging, Oh Gauri, if I ever did any pujas, if I ever did any worship, if I ever did any tap, if I ever did any fasting, please spare the life of my son, Gauri. And Krishna's there. Very nice. You witch of a woman called Jatila. You're the one that stands in my way of meeting Radharani. So many times you prevented her from meeting me. This is Krishna's thinking. The skies is Gauri. Radharani stood up and came back to external consciousness after lying on the ground for all this ordeal. Then she also started praying to Gauri. And then Gauri gave a benediction, spoke. Then there was a benediction, and the goddess spoke and said, I want to give you a benediction. Then Radharani begged, said, Oh my goddess, I only want this one benediction. I cannot continue to live without my Swami. The word Swami means like sannyasi, but also means husband. Swami means master, means husband. So Radharani is, because Gauri said, I can give a benediction. And Radharani said, I only want one benediction. I can't live without my Swami, my husband. Of course, Radharani's thinking Krishna. Then Gauri Devi replied, I'm not interested in the prayers of yogis and sages, but because you, Radharani, you have so much love for your devotees and for your Swami. This is Krishna speaking. You have so much love for your devotees, so much love for your Swami, which means him, that I will protect your husband under one condition. So Abhimanyu was, yes, Gauri, what is your condition? Whatever your condition is, please. He couldn't control himself, although Gauri was speaking to Radharani, who was petitioning Gauri on behalf of her husband, who was about to be beheaded in 2 days. The condition is that Radharani should never leave Vrindavan, and she should always serve her Swami. This is... So then Abhimanyu promised Gauri Devi, I promise you, I will never ever leave Vrindavan and never take Radharani out of Vrindavan. And I'll always allow Radharani to serve her Swami. He's thinking me. But Swami also means Krishna. So then Jatila, she said, she praised Radharani for saving Abhimanyu's life. And then Brindadevi said, Hey Abhimanyu, you are wrongly accusing your chaste wife with infidelity. By doing that, you've cut short your own lifespan. Then, and Gauri Devi also told Abhimanyu, Gauri Devi spoke to Abhimanyu. Do you realize, Abhimanyu, because of your chastity of your wife, you are being protected. And because of her, you have good fortune. You should never mistreat your wife. And then Abhimanyu turned to his mother and said, Jatila, we should immediately go back to Yavat. Cancel all our travel plans to go to Mathura. And we should live forever after in Vrindavan so that Radharani can forever serve her Swami. Swamini Radha ki jai. Swami Krishna ki jai. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jai Radhe, Jai Sham, Jai Vrindavan. Jai Radhe, Jai Sham, Jai Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Shri Govardhan Yatra Ki Jai, Surabhi Kun Katha Ki Jai, Jai Shri Radhe. I think there's one last thing we could mention here about Surabhi Kund, because this is called Surabhi Kund, and after Surabhi Mata bathed Krishna during the Govinda Kund Leela, then she was very happy to come to Vrindavan. So she asked Krishna if she could stay here. She said, oh, this is such a beautiful place. As many of you have come to Vrindavan and come and go, then sometimes you think, I would like to stay in Vrindavan. There's something very special about Vrindavan. We came in Vrindavan first time in 77. I remember at that time, we made a sankalp, made a resolution and a prayer at the feet of Radharani at Radhakund. We said, Radharani, I don't know how this is possible. I made this prayer. But somehow, someday, when Guru is pleased and allows me, I would like to live on the banks, on your banks, on the banks of Radhakund, and serve my Gurudev. That was 1977. Then in 2002, 25 years later, Radharani processed our application. Our application was processed after 25 years, and I was given a place there in Radhakund after 25 years of various services, different services. So I was patient. 25 years patient. I just waited for Guru's sanction of Guru. When Guru gave sanction, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitite Koriyaikya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitite Koriya Aikya. My chitta, my consciousness must become Aikya, chitta Aikya. Our consciousness must become one with Guru Vakya, with the words of Guru, Guru Shiksha, Guru's teachings. So, and by and by, with everything we require, whatever we require internally, whatever we require externally, will be provided and arranged by Sri Guru. Facility will be arranged. Position will be arranged. Place will be arranged. Realization will be arranged. Whatever a devotee, a sincere sadhaka, whatever a sincere devotee requires in his mission of perfection, in his journey to spiritual perfection, Guru will provide. Like a child, the mother and father provide all the necessities for the child. The necessities change with the growing of the child, but the providers are still the mother and father. In the beginning, it's the breast and breast milk. Very simple necessity. A little rocking, a little breast milk. Not much. But then, according to the changing position of the body and the needs, the provision is made by mother and father. So according to the changing of consciousness and the needs of the disciple, the Guru provides and arranges all arrangements. This is called Guru Shraddha, faith in Guru. And patience. Rupa Goswami says patience. Utsaha nishchara dharyat. Dharyat. We must have patience. And everything will come in its time. You don't plant a seed and say, okay, give me the mango. I put the seed in the ground, give me the mango. Some time is required. Time, growth, changes. So this is the mercy of Guru. So Surabhi petitioned Krishna, Krishna, may I stay in your Vrindavan and render some service? And Krishna said, yes, please, Surabhi Mata, you stay in my Vrindavan. I'll be honored to have you here. Now she stayed in this forest, a beautiful forest, Surabhi Kund, Surabhi Kunj. And then this Kund was made. She stayed over here. This is Surabhi Kund. So it's told in our Shastras, the glories of this Surabhi Kund, that by bathing here, one gets free from all his offenses. That's pretty significant. By bathing here and performing achman, which means to take a little water in the head, all the sins, all pap, aparada, and anarthas are dispelled, and one will attain braja prem. This is in Bhakti Ratnakara. By Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, one of our shastras, our scriptures. So this is a very powerful, spiritually powerful place. It cleanses our heart, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, cleanses our heart of all anomalies, discrepancies, dirts, contaminations, doubts, offenses that we make, and then also removes all of our ignorance and gives us this grand gift of Krishna Prema. We should believe this. We should believe in this boon and benediction. And with great faith and great submission, we take bath here. And this concludes our 2010 Surabhi Kund Govardhan Yatra. Okay.